Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Still no drawing yet in what was supposed to be a 10:59 p.m. Eastern Powerball drawing. The jackpot sitting at $1.3 billion. The lottery said the drawing was delayed because it wasn't able to complete all of its pre-drawing procedures, which includes verifying all ticket numbers. No word when the drawing might take place. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen expressing optimism about U.S.-China trade relations as she continues a five-day trip to the country.
Well, we have more to do. I believe that over the past year, we've put our bilateral relationship on a more stable footing.
She says she's been in talks to address American grievances with some of China's trade practices. A local utility operator shutting off power in some areas west of Denver, aiming to try and prevent wildfires. From Amarillo to Denver this weekend, wind gusts forecast up to 60 miles an hour, and when coupled with dry conditions, officials warning of high fire risk. This is ABC News. The family of an American killed by an elephant during a safari in Zambia speaking out about their mother's legacy and the freak accident that claimed her life.
A week after American tourist Gail Matson died while on safari, her son Blake is now speaking out about losing his mom while she was on the adventure of a lifetime.
She loved traveling.
Her son says she would agree it was just a tragic accident.
She will tell you something could happen. You can't predict a wild animal, and that's part of why it makes it an adventure.
The tour operator Wilderness saying our guides are all extremely well-trained and experienced, but sadly in this instance, the terrain and vegetation was such that the guide's route became blocked.
ABC's Lama Hassan. As tax day approaches, the IRS warning Americans to be vigilant about scams, particularly those involving AI, are on the rise. The agency says scammers out there looking to steal personal information. They say the best way to stay safe is to create an account and file your return at irs.gov. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's what you need to know to enjoy a bit of the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, April 8th. You may be asking, what is a solar eclipse? Well, it's rare, and it happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, blocking the light for just a few minutes. Unfortunately, though, our state is not in the direct path of the total eclipse. Instead, Wisconsin will be under a partial eclipse, with southeastern areas of the state seeing a bit more of the shadow. So, do we still need special glasses to see the eclipse? Absolutely. These eclipse glasses have a unique filter to protect your eyes from damage. You can find more information by going to eclipse.aas.org. By the way, there won't be another eclipse until 2044. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Maxing Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
And welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. By First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three Madison locations, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Got a great hour coming up. Let's kick it off with an artist that was our guest last week here on Max Inc. It's Marta Hansen. The song is called The Last. It's a double dip of Marta Hansen on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Oh, and then
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Marta Hansen. And a double dip of Marta Hansen. That's brand new music, too.
Is that the piano gal?
From last week, yes. The Way I Used To is the name of that song. The Last Before That. Marta Hansen's EP release show is happening at Beer Rock on Madison's North Side. I love that place. Marta Hansen's going to release her new EP. For the first time ever, she'll be performing the songs live. First time wow. ever. So why wouldn't you go to Beer Rock next Friday night to see an artist perform their music for the first time ever in front of you?
Jimmy, let's go. I mean,
it's a Friday
they have
night.
Great beer.
Yeah.
The Beer Rocks are killer.
They do. I went there.
Like a pasty.
On my way here, I saw E-Dub.
Oh, yeah?
We're driving down Northport Drive, mm-hmm. and I look over to my left, and there's this guy in his black vehicle flipping me off. And I'm like, oh, that's E-Dub. So anyway, I followed him. He was heading to Beer Rock to watch the Final Four. So I went there with him. I followed him. We fought in the parking lot. It was a draw. And I had the soup. What did I have? I had the chicken tortilla soup. It was delicious. And I had a Hopalicious. Very adventurous.
Wow.
The tortilla soup was good, though. That was the whole point of that whole jibber-jabber right there. Is the chicken tortilla soup was good.
I want to have the Beer Rock.
Yeah, the Beer Rocks
are
good,
namesake.
Dude. Yeah, they're good, man. Anyway, Marta Hansen at Beer Rock next Friday. Hope you get to see her. And after she does the performance of the EP Rocker, remember during the interview she told us she loves 90s grunge? She's going to perform a bunch of 90s grunge songs at Beer Rock as well.
Wow, on piano.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds neat.
She's awesome. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media. Rocker and I'm Jimmy K. Terry Barr is off tonight. Happy to have you along across the state of Wisconsin here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, we still got plenty of show ahead of us. What's coming up, brother?
Jimmy, the JBs and the Funky JBs and VO5, they're going to be playing a show at the Majestic. It's going to be a celebration of Clyde Stubblefield. And Joey B. Banks, we're going to be talking to him about that show. Of course, he plays drums for the Funky JBs and sometimes VO5, so we'll hear what he has to say on his way back from Chicago. And Wendy Schneider, the filmmaker of Smart Studios Story, she has a new film that's coming out in the Wisconsin Film Fest that's going to be premiering tomorrow, Sunday, at the Barrymore Theater, Angels of Dirt. It's about women motorcycle racers.
Sounds so cool. And it's a good story, too.
A documentary. And Herd of Bison, Ben Lakuta, he's going to be in here telling us about his Boston band and their new music. And Live in the Lair with Diana Jones. Diana is out in the lounge right now.
The whole band is in the lounge.
The whole band. Yep. They're ready to go. It sounds great. We're going to have a great performance. She came out here from Milwaukee.
Live concert on the radio every Saturday night at 9 p.m. At 10 o'clock tonight, that's where the programming kind of changed for what you're used to. Max Inc. Heavy is moving to Sunday night at 10 o'clock. So Max Inc. Heavy, Sunday night at 10 o'clock. Rob Roberts, Max Inc. After Hours, at 10 o'clock tonight. The mighty Rob Roberts. How cool is that, Rocker, to have him on Saturday night?
That is really cool, Jimmy. I'm excited.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app yet, get that at your favorite app store. Tomorrow's Sunday Rocker, and there's a daytime party at the High Noon Saloon that we have affectionately called the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series.
That's right, Jimmy. Oh, man, tomorrow is going to be an amazing one because, of course, doors open at noon, mm-hmm. and at 1 o'clock, we're going to have Automatic Lover.
Yes.
And we've been playing their song, Helena, and this is going to be their debut show. This is going to be their first show.
This will be the first time Automatic Lover plays in front of you.
That's right.
At the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series.
Yep. And then right after them is going to be Linda and the Zeros.
Oh, they're so awesome.
And so only two bands this time. So each band gets to play a little bit longer. And I think it's going to be just a dance fest. It's going to be just so fun.
You hit it right on that. It's going to be a dance fest. If you love funky music, if you love the dance.
Salsa, sambas, funk, fusion.
It's going to be so good. Doors open at noon. Show starts at 1. You're going to be home in time for supper. put that pot roast in the slow cooker, come to the matinee. You know, you can't go wrong there. Featuring Automatic Lover, Linda Naziros. It's presented by Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This band right here starts at 1 o'clock. Automatic Lover on Max Inc. Radio.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
Interrupted. good.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Linda the Zeros and Time. You have time to get to the High Noon Saloon. Tomorrow, doors open at noon. It's going to be a great show. Automatic Lover, Linda the Zeros. Show starts at noon. Or the doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. You're home in for pot roast at 4 o'clock. Unless you have a couple drinks afterwards with us. It's coming up tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon. Right now, Sweet Delta Dawn talking the devil on Max Inc. Radio.
Talking to the devil. Talking to the devil. Talking to the devil. Talking to the devil.
Let me tell you what it says.
Max Inco Civic Media, we are local music. Sweet Delta Dawn, that's from 2019. It's called Talking to the Devil. We used to play that song a lot when we were on the Westside Studios, because at that time it was, Devil Radio. Not anymore. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry's off tonight. We got Joey B. Banks. He's going to join us and help us give the drummer some. Talk about Clyde Stubblefield's birthday party coming up. You're listening to Max Inc. on Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX. We're live tonight. Feel free to call or text us through the Civic Media app. If you're out in Richland Center, hello to you, WRCE 107.7 FM. And greetings to our friends up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW on 97.9 FM. Of course, you can stream us and take us anywhere you want to go on the Civic Media app.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole. Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell you what, the live in the lair tonight is going to be off the hook. Diana Jones is coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jimmy, the Funky JBs are a group of musicians from Madison and Chicago, and they're dedicated to preserving the legacy of Clyde Stubblefield. The group is led by 2-time Grammy-nominated drummer Bobby Misano and the 5-time Madison Area Music Association Drummer of the Year and 2024 Whammy nominee for Drummer of the Year, Joey B. Banks. Joey B. Banks, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Joey.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
So you're driving up from Chicago right now, huh?
I'm in my car with my family, driving back from my granddaughter's 3rd birthday party.
What's her name, Joey?
Her name is Harper, and she turned 3 on April 2nd, but the birthday party was today.
Happy birthday, Harper.
So I got my mother-in-law, Kelly, and my dad, and Trevor Banks in the car with me.
Trevor. Oh, well, hi, Trevor.
Trevor.
Well, perfect time to talk about Clyde, then.
Sleeping. I think Trevor's asleep. Yeah. But yeah, we're driving back. So,
Joey, yeah, tell me, why are you so dedicated to preserving the legacy of Clyde Stubblefield?
Why? Well, I think that kind of speaks for itself. I mean, he's given, I was given the opportunity to grow up having him be in our community and influence me in a lot of different ways in my performance. And just became really good friends. And I think the biggest thing is really just the recognition model that surrounds him, and not really like having him be like as recognized as he should be. For example, he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he's not. So it's really like more about keeping that legacy alive for a myriad of reasons, but. You know, I've been heavily influenced by him. All my students are influenced by him. Millions of drummers in the world have been influenced by him. And he was a good friend. So it's really like a no-brainer for me. It's part of who I am now. And again, everybody that's in contact with me, my band, students are all influenced by that relationship that I had with Clyde.
How did you meet Clyde Stubblefield?
I met him at Club de Wash. I met him at a Blue Monday.
Really?
Paul Black used to have a Monday jam. And I was a teenager at that time going to, there's two jams in Madison. There was one at the Club de Wash, and there was one at Morgan's. And Morgan's was on the east side. Club de Wash was really close to my house on the south side of Madison. So I would go frequent that one. And One of the earlier times I was jamming with Paul Black and Paul Koenig and all the old guys, old blues guys, Clyde was there jamming too, and he saw me play and approached me and just said he sounded great, and it was really very encouraging from the very first time I met him, and for most of my adult life after that. So that's how we met. We met at Club de Wash.
Now, there is a celebration of life and music of the funky drummer Clyde Stubblefield. It's at the Majestic Theater in Madison on Thursday, April 18th. The Funky JBs will be playing along with VO5 and Kaboombox. What can you tell us about this very funky show?
Well, first of all, it's located right across the street from the King Club, which is the main kind of last main Monday night Funky Monday, which he did for over 40 years in Madison. That was kind of one of the last official places for it. But all I'm going to do really is kind of create a Funky Monday night on a Thursday night on his birthday, play some of his favorite tunes with the Funky JBs, play some of the songs he played with James Brown. I'm going to actually have the JB3s open. JB3s are basically a smaller version of the Funky JBs. And we're going to do some instrumental versions of some of Clyde's songs he did with James Brown. Mm. And then the full band is going to do kind of like a Funky Monday set that you would have like heard if you were at the King Club.
Wow.
At one of those King Club shows. So the crowd's going to be a lot of those people that used to attend a lot of those Funky Mondays. So we're just going to try to duplicate that musically and duplicate the vibe of that show and just celebrate his life and celebrate his birthday. And we'll be selling merchandise there for the scholarship fund, the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Fund through the Madison Area Music Association. I established about 5 years ago. Well, actually, I established it back in 2015 when we did the scholarship series show. So it's part of that. Part of that is also a fundraiser for the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship. And tickets are going really fast. Tickets are gone. I think all the tables and all the reserve seating is gone. I think there's still a few general admission tickets left. The balcony is sold out. So it's filling up quickly.
It's going to be a great crowd for sure. And it's encouraging that you're close to a sellout. And I'm sure Dea Show
It will sell out. Joey B. Banks joins us here from the Funky JBs. We're talking about Clyde Stubblefield's birthday party coming up. Clyde Stubblefield, of course, a legend here in Madison, but such an important part of rock and roll history. Not just rock and roll, but also hip hop. I mean, I think he still holds the record for being the most sampled drummer ever. Is that fact correct, Joey?
Yeah, it's pretty accurate, considering the fact that there are people that are still sampling his music and popular music today, like Ed Sheeran and Nicki Minaj, to name some more current up-to-date artists. It goes without saying. I mean, I think that beat for a lot of producers is like just the go-to. If you want to have a good drum track, you just use that.
Just use that track. So, with that said, Joey, why isn't Clyde Stubblefield in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet?
You know, that's a really good question, and I think it's really the theme of his life. Like under being underappreciated, undervalued. I say this all the time. If Ringo Starr can be drumsticks or it can be in, he's not a very influential drummer, Ringo.
Right.
But he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I use that because he's Beatle notoriety. But as a drummer, nothing really groundbreaking there, or pioneering and not really that influential in music. The overall Beatles music, influential, but the drumming part of it, pretty basic stuff. Clyde kind of like was a very unique mold that was, nobody's really been able to duplicate him. He's kind of like Buddy Rich, he's just like one of a kind.
Yeah.
Very, very original drummer. But I think this the movie that Doc, that Trevor's doing, I think that's going to be very helpful in the argument for why he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
And I think that's going to help boost the visibility and boost that concept to the general public. And hopefully, some of those inductee people that vote for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, get a whiff of the movie and they see his influence and they say, hey, we should have had him in here, two decades ago, because there's been a lot of people that have passed him over that have not been that as influential in music as he has.
Hey, you know who loves him, though? We love
him. Who loves him?
We love
him. We do.
We appreciate him more than any of those people.
Yeah, Madison loves Clyde.
Definitely.
Madison is always love Clyde. So part of the reason, this is, I mean, I'd like this to be a community event, and, I'd like to have all the people that were influenced by Clyde in the Madison area and people that either played in a band with him or had him play in their backyard or play at their wedding or, he that's the kind of person he was. He would pretty much play for anyone, anywhere in Madison, and played in a lot of backyards for a lot of people. But he's very well loved, and I'm just hoping all the people that love him will come out and support the show on his birthday. He would be 80 years old.
Wow!
On his birthday this Thursday,
still rocking the drums. I'm sure.
Yes, he is.
It's the
up there with Prince.
It's the it's the Clyde Stubblefield party. It's happening at the Majestic Theater here in Madison. It's on Tuesday, April 18th.
Thursday,
April 18th. Thank you, Rocker. VO5's going to be there. You still drumming or playing with VO5, Joey?
What? Of course. That night, you mean? General?
Just in general.
We're doing a two-drummer thing. So, sweet. Even if Rocker comes, I might even let Rocker come up and play. We have the two-drummer thing, and Gail, the drummer for VO5, and myself will be playing on some VO5 tunes. And then I'm going to have some student drummers play in with the Funky JBs, because that was kind of like a thing we did, Clyde and I did at the King Club. We would bring young drummers up to play with Clyde. A lot of those drummers were my students. So some of my students are going to be playing with the Funky JBs on two or three selected songs for them.
That's awesome.
So yeah, there'll be two drum kits, and we'll be doing the two drummer thing for sure with VO5 and the Funky JBs.
Wow,
Joey, we have about 60 seconds left here. Do you have some new music coming along soon?
I do. I mean, I'm working on a solo album right now. I'm working on some solo stuff with Brian Liston. I started a little duo group with Brian Liston called Play Machine. You'll be hearing about that coming up.
Yes.
It's all original music. that's what's happening with that. But I got a lot of shows. I'm playing with Rare Element. I got a show coming up next Friday with Orchestra Sal Sol Del Mad at Cafe Coda, a Latin group I play with.
They are awesome.
And Steely Dane is going hard. 30 shows on the books.
Oh, wow.
Through 2025. And of course, we'll be playing at Atwood Fest this year. Big festival.
Freaky news. Yeah. Joey B. Banks is going to be at Atwood Fest.
Yeah. Well, did I announce something I shouldn't have announced?
No, that was beautiful. You played right into it.
It was perfect.
Jimmy was trying to get some stuff out of me before about Atwood Fest, and he was, you know, we were talking about Joey B. Banks. You know, it's played every one, and it was perfect. It was fitting, and I said, you know, we'll have something that everybody recognizes at Atwood Fest, and well, Steely Dane is probably one of them.
Absolutely shocking! You're going to be at Atwood Fest.
It's my favorite East Side Festival.
Yeah. Joey, you're awesome. Thank you for what you do for the Madison music scene. Thank you for keeping keeping Clyde alive, man, here in Madison and around the state. We love you. Thank you so much.
Jimmy K and Rocker, I appreciate you.
Thanks, Joey.
Thank you.
Down.
Clyde Stubblefield and the Parties in the Kitchen on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, thanks to Joey B. Banks for calling in and telling us about the Clyde Stubblefield birthday parties happening at the Majestic Theater in Madison here on Thursday, April 19th, along with VO5 and Kaboom Box. The Clyde Stubblefield birthday party. Get tickets now. They're almost sold out. Don't miss your opportunity to go to that. Stick around. We got a double dip of brand new music from Eddie 8 Dynamite in a couple of minutes. Wendy Schneider is going to join us just after the top of the hour. And we're just an hour away from Live in a Layer on Max Inc. Radio. Right now, Jaden James, Hearing Your Love of Max Inc.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, when you wanna go out, see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only our music magazine. The record label's really so. Girl next door, in the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage, www.maximum-ink.com.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin's Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week is now. Be ready for statewide tornado drills on Thursday, April 11th at 1:45 and 6:45. So wherever you may be, at school, work, or home with your family, this is the time to talk about your tornado and severe weather safety plans. And muscle memory is key in an emergency. Remember that a watch means a storm, tornado, or flooding is possible. The ingredients are there. And a warning is issued when one of those is about to or already is happening. Take shelter immediately. Our state averages close to 25 tornadoes between May and August. But recent records have been broken with tornadoes now tearing through the month of February. So it pays to always be weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlin.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.